Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, which, if you didn't see the movie, is definitely an underrated comedy. A great musical that was nominated for 11 Tony Awards on Broadway, and now the very popular movie originally starred Steve Martin, Michael Caine as the con men. One was a big-time guy, one was a not-so-big-time guy, is coming to the Patchogue Theater August 26th through the 12th of September. And in that is Joe Piscopo, and on the phone with us right now is Joe Piscopo. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Hey, Bob. How are you? Nice to talk to you, man.
Very good. Now, I got to ask you, I'm not sure, which role are you playing? Are you playing the Steve Martin character or the Michael Caine character?
No, the great question, man, because that's what I thought, and that's the first question I asked. I'm playing the Michael Caine character.
Ah, that works.
Yeah, it's only because I'm old. But aside from that, it's like we went in, and it's working great. They got some great actors, you know, that are playing the other roles. I mean, spectacular young actors. So I play this character. But the character name is Lawrence Jameson. You know, he's a con man. But you could tell he's got the street roots. So the fun thing about coming to see Scoundrels at the Patchogue Theater with me in it, I think, is people know me. And although this character has an air of sophistication, we know all too well this guy can get down and dirty, baby.
Okay, that's cool. Well, it's coming up on the 26th, which is next week, next Wednesday, as a matter of fact, you open. So that should be exciting.
Yeah, you know what it really is, and you know, and I'm out every week. I go out every weekend. I'm out somewhere in Canada or in America, doing casinos and theaters or performing arts centers. So this was supposed to be a downtime for me. I mean, I'm a single full custody father that I'm very proud of. That I got my son with me out here. Yeah, I must say, out here by the Gateway, it's such a family oriented community. What the Allens have created for the past 60 years of the Gateway Playhouse, Bob, is second to none, and it's. You know what, it's known all over. So when they called, and I should have been in Jersey hanging and relaxing, I said, you know, this is an opportunity. This is a Broadway quality opportunity. And I have to jump on it, because not only is Gateway Playhouse producing it, we are taking it to the Patchogue Theater, that beautifully renovated theater. It's a gorgeous theater right there in Patchogue, man. With the lobby alone is worth the price of admission alone, you know?
I've spent a lot of nights there, yeah.
Yeah, I tell you, it's just so. And this is a great play. You're right; it's an underrated play with some great music in it. And the cast that I have, I mean, the young. It's interesting because you can come see. Hey, let's go see Piscopo do this, but you're going to see a young lady by the name of Nell Mooney, a Broadway talent that's in this show, or Harris Duran, a young kid playing my sidekick. Eddie, or this one kid plays Andre, the French guy, Nate Clow. You'll be able to come to the Patchogue Theater. You will sit there, and we'll have fun. Anything could happen with me in it. I will go off the script. We're just going to have a blast. But you'll see these kids, and you know what? In a year or so, 2 years, you'll be in Broadway. You go, hey, didn't I see that guy with Piscopo and Patchogue? You know, so it's nice. It's an exciting time. It's great for me. I so enjoy it. But I can't say enough about the talent and Keith Andrews' direction on the show, and Jeff Buxbaum's doing the music, and Paul Allen producing, and Robin Allen runs everything there at the Gateway, and it's just she's from an acting school to kids. I mean, I've got a kid from the school, you know, working on my lines. It's just a great community effort, and very exciting to be here.
That's great. And and going through your past, I mean, most people remember you from Saturday Night Live when you were on with Eddie Murphy, and some of the great characters you did. You know, your David Letterman was dead on. The Doug Weiner and all that stuff, and all the things you've done. I see you pop up on TV. I saw Law and Order not too long ago that you were on. And
yeah.
But I think everybody, at least on this radio station, I have to ask this. Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now Sinatra, I mean, you know, Dean Martin once said, it's Frank's world. We're just lucky to live in it.
So That's it, baby.
Did you actually ask Frank for permission to do that character?
Yeah, that is a true story. I actually wrote a letter when I was on SNL to Mr. Sinatra's attorney at the time, Mickey Rudin. But they've been asking me to do this on Saturday Night Live, and I'm hesitant to do it because I don't want to be offensive, because Mr. S is number one hero. And then at that time, a record came out where I did Frank Sinatra Sings the Rock Tunes.
Yeah.
You know? So it was like, and that which did very well. But, you know, I never heard anything. And then one day he invited me to the Friars Club. I got an out of nowhere invite, and there's Sammy Davis and Shirley MacLaine and Dean Martin himself, and the old man was there. Mr. S was there, and he was great. He was so kind to me. He would call me Giuseppe, Italian for Joseph. Hey, Giuseppe. Hey, and I felt so comfortable. I said, hey, can I call you Frank? He said, no. You know, and it was a love affair from then on, man. It was great. So when we got, matter of fact, and again, we're here to, and we appreciate your time, Bob, the plug, yeah. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels from the Gateway Playhouse. We're doing it at the Patchogue Theater, and we start the 26th, and we want everybody to come to the Patchogue Theater. But on October 11th, as we jump into October, I'll be performing with the Nassau Symphony in a benefit for cerebral palsy conducted by Maestro Panaciulli over there. 67-piece orchestra, all doing a tribute to me, the greatest entertainer of all time, Francis Albert, with all the original charts. You got to come to the Tillis Center on October 11th. But before that, I would ask in Long Island to come to the Patchogue Theater, man, support the community, support this great Gateway Playhouse. I mean, I wish we had something like this in Jersey, because it's like, I'm telling you, take my son over there, Bob, you know, He's 6 years old, and he's playing with, you know, Robin's daughter, and they're having fun, and they're swimming, and I'm looking around. But you're looking around, you see these great actors, I mean, focused, young actors, learning their lines, learning their dance steps, learning the music. This is going to be one of the most, I think, exciting productions. And between us, I mean, and certainly your audience, I said, if it works out, and with me, and anything could happen. I mean, that's the edge there. You never know what's going to happen, but God willing, it all works out well. I would like to take this out, because it's been so much fun. I mean, it's out of work. Don't let me kid you. We are taking this very seriously, but it's been an absolute blast.
Well, the Patchogue Theater for the Performing Arts is a great house, great acoustics, and very comfortable to sit in for the audience, too. So I would recommend that right now everybody call 631-286-1133 and get your tickets, or go online to thegatewayplayhouse.com and find out more about it, because, man, that's going to be a great show. Joe, I want to...
It's going to be great. And no, we appreciate you taking the time, Bob. It's going to be so much fun. And again, put your seatbelt on, baby, because anything could happen.
Okay. Joe, thank you so much. Have a good day with your little kid, Joey. And thank you for being on WHLI.
Thanks, Bob. God bless you, man.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Take care.